This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, January 25th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from Eureka Springs, celebrating fun in February with Mardi Gras parades, jazz events, costume balls, and a special art exhibit. More information, including a vacation planner and newsletter registration, available on the web at eurekasprings.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank could earn a major donation if enough people make a click on a webpage. We also continue our coverage of the 89th General Assembly as Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville talks tax policy with Roby Brock.
And the 28th season for Rogers Little Theater has been announced. Becca Martin Brown says it includes flying monkeys, a dinner guest with no intention of leaving, and the French Revolution. We'll have the details later.
First, Republicans in the Arkansas legislature are still floating the possibility of a partial Medicaid expansion, even though federal officials have said no to that idea. GOP Senator Jonathan Dismaing of BB says there is no way he could support a full expansion of Medicaid under the federal health care law. In an interview with Talk Business, Dismaing says he wants a long-term policy solution, but is not sure whether lawmakers are reaching a consensus yet.
Everyone is still trying to wrap their heads around what we're looking at and trying to make sure that we're working from a correct set of numbers and actually have everything on the table. And there's just, it's a very complicated law, the Affordable Care Act is. And once you start peeling, you know, back on that onion, it's just amazing the more and more you find in that law. I mean, it contradicts itself in different places.
Dismaing says it's doable to use surplus funds to close an over $50 million Medicaid shortfall in the state.
Arkansas House Revenue and Tax Committee Chair Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, says he wants to have communication between the House, Senate, and the governor on any tax reforms that might see a vote this session. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, Collins says he wants to see income tax cuts happen across all income levels, and that will take legislative cooperation.
We need to dramatically lower the burden on the lowest income workers, more modestly lower the burden on middle income workers, and then slightly lower the burden on the highest income workers and job creators. So in summary, it's lower income taxes for all, but skewing the reductions to be greater at the lower ends.
About half of the state's general revenue comes from income taxes, but Collins says these reductions would be possible in increments and by reducing growth in the state budget. We'll have more from that conversation later on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
A piece of land in southeast Fayetteville that was once deemed dangerous now has a clean bill of health from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. Yesterday, the department issued a certificate of completion to the city for cleanup of the former R&P electroplating site on Pump Station Road. The cleanup of the former chromium metal plating operation involved dismantling buildings, demolition of building slabs and sumps, and the removal of scrap equipment and contaminated soils. Hazardous substances removed from the facility include cyanides, acid plating solutions, and various solvents, acids, spent solutions, and sludge. But now that the cleanup is complete, the 5.7-acre property is in the hands of Fayetteville's Parks and Recreation Department. Connie Edmonston is the city's Parks and Recreation Director.
Our future plans are to make a trail corridor out of it. It connects 40 acres with White River Baseball Complex to Combs Park that contains 80 acres. So it will make a 135-acre corridor for trail, I guess, along the White River for people to enjoy. And we also are looking at the open field, make it into a multi-purpose field to be used for ultimate frisbee, maybe extra baseball, softball practice, soccer practice, or whatever. And maybe someday putting in some picnic tables, some benches, and a pavilion.
Edmonston says the city has been looking to acquire the property for a while, noting that part of the original R&P site is already part of White River Park.
Part of the first baseline of field number 2 baseball field there at White River was owned by R&P. And so we've kind of looked at that for a while. When ADEQ came in, they spent over $2.5 million cleaning up the old R&P electroplating site. They talked to the city, you know, if we would be interested in the property, if they got it all cleaned up and monitored it and everything. And we said, yes, we would.
The cleanup of the property took place during 2010, and the site is the 30th to be cleaned up under the Arkansas Brownfields Program. Edmonston says last April, the Arkansas Land Commissioner donated the land to the city.
Meanwhile, the city of Fayetteville is helping some city residents save money on their energy bills. The city's Community Services Division is providing about 1,500 weatherization kits to city residents. Kyle Belt is the division's redevelopment officer. And while he says there is no way to quantify the amount of savings the kits will bring to homeowners, he says the weatherization kits include a variety of supplies for reducing homeowners' energy use.
Each weatherization kit includes three CFL light bulbs, which is compact fluorescent, a standard faucet aerator, a swivel faucet aerator, a water and energy efficient showerhead, an indoor window insulating kit, a triple sealed door sweep, two packs of weather stripping, two tubes of caulk, including a caulk gun, a hot water gauge card, a refrigerator thermometer, a wall plate thermometer, and a switch and outlet sealer kit.
The city's Community Development Block Grant funding for 2012 allowed the city to purchase the kits, which means the program is only open to certain residents.
It's an income-based qualification, which is according to HUD. The 2013 guidelines were just released, and I believe it's for a one-person household, it would be $31,750. It has to be less than that.
If you think you might qualify for one of the weatherization kits, you can stop by the city's Community Services Division at 125 West Mountain.
A new endowment has been established to benefit some University of Arkansas students. According to the university, the Dallas chapter of the Arkansas Alumni Association pledged $2,500 per year for 5 years to be awarded to students with a permanent residence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. In addition to the chapter's gift, the Chancellor's Chapter Scholarship Challenge Fund will match the chapter's gift with an additional $2,500 over the same 5 years. The alumni chapter's gift is in addition to the $6,000 in scholarships awarded annually by the Dallas chapter.
Although the first pitch of the college baseball season has yet to be thrown, the Razorback baseball team continues to receive substantial praise from the sporting press. Yesterday, the Diamond Hogs were ranked number one in USA Today's coaches poll. Other SEC teams in the poll's top 10 spots were LSU ranked third, South Carolina fifth, Vanderbilt eighth. USA Today wasn't the only publication to rank the Razorbacks yesterday. Baseball America also released its preseason poll, placing the Hogs third behind North Carolina and Vanderbilt. The Baseball America poll also included Mississippi State 5th, South Carolina 7th, and LSU 10th. With the new polls released yesterday, the Diamond Hogs have been ranked in the top three in four separate preseason polls.
Tonight throughout the listening area, expect partly cloudy conditions with lows from 25 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 32 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with highs around 55. And tomorrow night, expect cloudy conditions with a 50% chance of rain and a low of 37 in northwest Arkansas. Expect cloudy conditions with a 40% chance of rain and a low of 39 in the Arkansas River Valley.